This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
To work with us on your podcast, go to soundrebel.co.uk. Over the Influence is no longer just a podcast. Our online community is buzzing with people like you.
Hi, I'm Davina from Devon. I've been sober curious for quite a few years. Never really made it stick because, well, everybody drinks alcohol, right? Anyway, I decided to join OTI after listening to the pod and just the enthusiasm from Ben and Shaz shouting about AF life. I'm so glad I joined the community because I'm now nearly 200 days alcohol free. It's an absolute game changer for me. Everybody on the Zooms are lovely. It's just like one great big extended family and we're all just cheering everybody on. I would recommend without hesitation that you join because it's just the best thing I've ever done.
So if you want to join us, go to overtheinfluence.co.uk. Welcome to Over the Influence. If you are just tuning in, if you've just maybe found us for the very first time, welcome. It's absolutely fantastic to have you here, particularly in December, because we know it can be a tricky, tricky time of the year. Fear not, we are here to help. A quick introduction as to who we are. My name's Sharon Hartley. Most people call me Shazar or Shaz. Based in Lancashire in the northwest of England, I am over now, yes, over 4 years alcohol free, heading towards my fifth booze free Christmas. Hand on my heart, I can honestly say I am so looking forward to it. Never intended to be alcohol free, was only ever going to take a little break from alcohol and sort of reset the system. And, you know, my plan was to get fully back on it in the December of 2018. But I thought, no, I'm quite enjoying this. I'm going to keep going. And here we are, 4 years alcohol free, absolutely loving alcohol free life. And I mean that genuinely, absolutely loving it. One question I get asked a lot is, how much did you drink? How bad did it get? And all that gubbins. Basically, I drank too much, too fast, too quickly, and it was time to make a change. And here we are now singing about alcohol-free life. I don't sing solo. Oh no, Ben Anderson, how are you?
I love harmonising with you,
I
Sharon,
know.
About alcohol-free life. I'm all right, thank you. I'm Ben. I'm heading towards my fourth alcohol-free Christmas. And yeah, December used to be the booziest month of the year for me. I was a typical binge drinker, so I didn't drink every day. But when I did go out and have a drink, I didn't really have an off switch. You know, I'd go out for a couple and end up having a couple more, and maybe a couple more on top of that. And you know what? Most of the time, it was fine. I'd wake up the next day feeling like crap, but I wouldn't have upset anyone or offended anyone. But then there started to be that odd occasion where I did, where I said things that I just think I wouldn't just not remember them. I'd look back the next day and think, that doesn't align with the person I am. Like, why did I say that? I don't even believe that. Who is that guy? So it was purely the alcohol. So I decided to completely remove it. And actually, Christmas was my first time. It was the first time I ever tried to go alcohol free. Christmas 2019, because December had been so boozy. Sharon, we should probably say at this point, this is a slightly different episode for us, isn't it? Because we had a change of plan. Basically because this episode was so good.
yeah, a last minute change of plan. So normally you're tuning in now to the main podcast, the free podcast that comes out every single Monday. Usually around this point, after our rambling introductions, we would introduce a guest, be it an ordinary person with an extraordinary story. It might be an author within the alcohol-free world, an influencer that's doing amazing things, booze-free, sharing their booze-free life, whatever it might be. We get all the best guests on Over the Influence. But yes, today it's a little bit different. We recorded our premium podcast. And what we wanted to do is give our subscribers and our members a bit of a helping hand through December. We don't like the thought of people clinging on in December, of sort of tolerating an alcohol-free December, of getting through it. We think it's about getting a plan in place, enjoying December. Yes, doing it differently might feel a bit odd. And who better to talk about that than some of our members, and as well, some questions were asked that myself and Ben answered, discussed around, talked all things booze-free Christmas. Basically, that's a really long-winded way, Ben, of saying it's too good not to share, I think, at the start of December, to give people a helping hand through what can be a bit of a tricky month if you are just starting out.
Yep, the plan was for our community members or our paid subscribers to be able to get this, but this is our Christmas gift to you, dear OTI listener. We are bringing it out from behind the paywall and offering it to everyone. Because you know what? We know that you can have a really strong year. You know, if you feel really confident in your alcohol freeness, and then it gets to December and that pressure can ramp up. We want you, if you're alcohol-free already, we want you to stay alcohol-free. We don't want Christmas to be the time to knock you off. An alcohol-free Christmas is absolutely fabulous in so many ways. This is the Xmas AF Q&A. A lot of letters there. So we put out the call to our members. If you've got any questions at all, no question is too stupid, ask us. We regret that now. You're here in the middle of this episode.
There's always
a question from
one.
Danny.
There's always one.
There's always one. But also at the end of this episode, five of our fabulous community members give their tips for an alcohol-free Christmas as well. So if you don't want to listen to me and Shaz wanging on, just skip to the end and listen to them because they're brilliant. But yeah, that's all we need to say. This is the Xmas Q&A. Sorry.
Hang on.
The Xmas
AF Q&A.
Forgot
some letters there.
Q&A.
Start again. There's too many letters.
It's,
come on.
It's the Xmas AF Q&A.
Excellent.
And yeah, it was supposed to be premium, but it's too good to keep it behind the paywall. So we hope you enjoy it. And of course, if you do like this kind of style of podcast, but it is different to the main
pod.
When we've got a guest, we're on our best behaviour. We're not on our best behaviour here because we only ever intended for our community members and subscribers to hear this. So you do get a kind of a bit more of me and Shaz. We do say a few more naughty words than we usually would. Hey, if you like that style, if you like it to be a bit grubby and a bit real and a bit naughty, then subscribe to our premium podcast. You can go to overtheinfluence.supercast.com and you can subscribe now. Not only do you get new episodes, you get every episode of the back catalogue of the premium podcast as well. If you subscribe at overtheinfluence.supercast.com, I think that's all we need to say. Shall we talk Christmas?
I've already slipped up because I've left my Christmas hat inside. In my excitement to get recording, Ben, I didn't bring my Santa hat for this very special episode. Welcome to the pod.
But you didn't forget your tinsel titch jumper. Hello, welcome to the premium pod. It is the Christmas Q&A. Absolutely delighted that it's December. It's been a long old year, this one, hasn't it? A long old year for many reasons.
Yes, it has.
Oh, blimey. How many prime ministers we had now in the
Lost
UK
count.
This year? Lost count. There's been more chances. There's been more chances than prime ministers, haven't there?
Lost count.
Is it the same? Oh, God. Who knows? Sharon's doing her BBC impartiality. You know exactly. You're a broadcast journalist, darling. You know exactly the stats and the facts. You're being very impartial. But what you're not impartial about is how fabulous an alcohol-free Christmas is. Yes, we are festive AF. On today's
really like
premium
that.
Podcast, because we are talking about Christmas. It is December on Thursday, if you're listening to this when it comes out, on the day of release. And it means that, you know, lots of lovely things are ahead. Having said that,
Ben,
hang on, I got it wrong.
You've done it again. You said it's
Sorry,
Christmas on
December.
Thursday
it's
when this podcast
no.
comes out. You've got it all arse about it. When this
yes.
podcast comes out, we will be in the thick
yes.
of December.
Oh, God, I'm so confused. Anyway, what was I saying? Christmas is great and we love Christmas, but we also know it can be a tricky time when it comes to sobriety, darling. So this Christmas Q&A is just answering your questions that you've sent in to us over the last week on email, in the forum, on WhatsApp, many modes of communication. I mean, do you want to just get stuck straight in or do you want to talk about kind of our experiences of Christmas first?
Ooh.
Or do we weave those? Do we weave
yeah,
them?
Yeah, should we ease ourselves into this?
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
I think that's a good shout. So this will be my 1, 2, 3, 4. Is it my fifth? My fifth.
Wow.
Alcohol-free Christmas,
yeah.
Which, for so many reasons, is absolutely bonkers. my booze-free Christmases have got better and better and better, Ben, over the years. I can remember my first one like it was yesterday, and just about every message that's come in, every question that's come in, I get it. I can just, I feel it. I know exactly where you are. I understand the anxiety, especially about the Christmas parties in the office, do all that jazz. You can navigate it all. It's not about surviving it. It's not about clinging on. It's about feeling proud, absolutely nailing it, getting a plan in place and thoroughly, thoroughly enjoying Christmas. I love an AF Christmas. In fact, Ben, I struggled, not that I struggled to remember, because I can remember some of it quite vividly from my drinking days. You could pay me all the money in the world, an actual squillion pounds, and I would never go back. That's how much it changes. That's how good an AF Christmas can be. I could wang on about it literally for 3 hours, but we've not got the time.
I mentioned it briefly last week, but my first kind of experience of alcohol-free life was over Christmas, and I decided on Christmas Eve. So this would be my third alcohol-free Christmas, but this was Christmas 2019, because I gave up booze in 2020, like for good. But yeah, Christmas 2019, it's because I'd had a particularly heavy December. I remember getting to Christmas Eve and just feeling crap.
Yeah.
Like, I drank pretty much every day, whether it's office drinks, Christmas parties, because the Christmas market was there around the corner. Like, all these different reasons that you get for drinking in December. I remember getting to Christmas Eve, and at what's supposed to be the happiest time of the year, I felt drained, I felt down, I felt miserable, and just, like, I can't do this anymore. And so, and actually, I came back on Christmas Eve, this was. So yeah, the day before Christmas Eve, I got smashed at the pub and started a huge row with Jem out of nowhere over nothing. And I just thought, hang on a sec, I don't want to ruin Christmas. Like, I'm going to have time off until New Year. I'm pretty sure I did it until New Year over that kind of the weird... we've called it a phrase before and we didn't realise what it meant.
I called it no man's land, did I?
You called it no man's land and I called it the Christmas gooch. And somebody told me afterwards, I just liked the word. And the gap between Christmas and New Year, someone calls the Christmas gooch. If you don't know what a gooch is, Google it, but make sure that there's no young eyes that can look over your shoulder when you Google what a gooch is.
Really weird recollection, and I'm not sure I want to revisit it. So can we park that there?
Park, yeah. No more talk of Christmas gooches. it's such a funny word, isn't it? It's such a satisfying word to say, gooch.
A gooch.
But I'm pretty sure I said, you know, I'm not going to drink until New Year. And honestly, like, the amount of Christmas days this is, that I started looking down the toilet, because it was tradition, Sharon. You go home, Christmas Eve, all the boys get back together, you know, all the lads from home, all living in different parts of the country, but we're all home to see mum and dad at Christmas. So Christmas Eve, we go out and get absolutely smashed together.
Oh.
And that was it's a tradition. So I started so many Christmas days on the back foot, feeling like crap on the happiest day of the year, what's supposed to be one of the happiest days of the year. And I remember that first, I woke up and went, this is all right.
It was like a Christmas miracle.
Yeah. And I remember it was weird because, you know, we have champagne with breakfast. And I'm thinking, you know, a lot of families have champagne with breakfast on Christmas Day. I had an orange juice and I felt really odd. And then we always go up to the pub for a couple before lunch. And I had a couple of Diet Cokes and it felt weird.
Yeah.
But then it got to the afternoon and I wasn't asleep and I wasn't saying stupid things. And I was present and I was there.
No,
it was
Ben.
Lovely.
No, you were the present that Christmas.
Like, you know what? My brother Charlie actually said that once. He goes, I haven't got you any presents, but my presence is your present.
I love that.
He's on his Charlie through and through that. thanks.
Brilliant. You know, I did a TikTok a couple of Christmases ago, so it would have been sober, and I wrapped myself up. I let on the floor and rolled myself in actual Christmas paper and said to my kids, I am the gift. And they were like, actually, Mum, you're just a bit of a knob, but can you move? I can't see the telly.
Yeah.
Oh, the old
And then that evening, Mr. Hartley got another wrapped present. Merry Christmas, Mr. President.
Oh, God, horrific.
Right, we're being serious about Christmas. But yeah, I think that's it. It was weird and it was alien and it was hard at the beginning.
Definitely.
But actually, I was talking to someone on the Zoom this week, one of our members, who is quite early on. I think they're about day 10. But they went to the rugby recently, over the weekend. And he said, it was really interesting what he said. He goes, you know what? The start of the day, it felt like everyone else is having a better time than me. And then there was a tipping point where they all started just going to get a bit too pissed. And I wasn't. And that's when I came into my own, is what he said. That's when I started enjoying the day.
Love it.
And it's the same thing with anything like this. Christmas Day, it's gonna, if it's your first one and you've got those traditions, it will be weird.
It'll feel odd. There's no doubt.
The tipping point comes and you go, oh, okay. I like this. I'm festive AF.
Festive AF. I am. Festive AF.
And you'll want to go and shout it. You'll want to run into the middle of the street and shout, I'm festive AF. And it's fabulous. But you do, you know, it is. Right. Let's stop talking about us. Let's answer some questions, Sharon Hartley.
Okay.
Are you diving in?
I'll start. Okay, I'll start. This is... Are we okay to use names, first names, do you think, from our community members?
Yeah.
Big up yourself, Kelly. I don't think there's too many Kellys, actually.
You say there's not enough... We've got two Kellys on like the team. We've got Marketing Kelly and we've got Tech Support Kelly. So we distinguish them by calling them Scottish Kelly and Spanish Kelly.
I was just going to say,
she lives in Scotland. Spanish Kelly is Irish, but lives in Spain, so we call her Spanish Kelly. And then there's another Scottish Kelly, who's Scottish Kelly's friend, so she's Scottish Kelly too.
Yeah, that was clear as mud. So Kelly, thank you for your message.
Yes, hello Kelly.
So Kelly says, I think the tough times for me when I will have time on my own and start reminiscing about the past, which will then lead me on to dwelling on the mistakes I've made. Kelly, you're not on your own on this one. And wanting to switch my head off. My plan is to just sit with it and accept that nothing in the past can be changed, be grateful for the good times, empty my thoughts on paper to try and make sense of it all. And if it gets too much, go for a walk, go for a run maybe, or just sleep. I don't want to have to keep putting myself to bed to straighten my face. I love that saying. But I will if it's what I need to do to stop me thinking or drinking. On a serious note, because she goes off on one here. I'm a poet and I didn't know it. If you've got... You're quite a bad one, actually, Kelly, but that's by the by. Merry Christmas to you. If you've got any other advice, it will be much appreciated. I think the first thing I want to say to Kelly is do not flipping underestimate how far you have come. And you have got all this groundwork, months upon months upon months of sobriety now underneath your belt. You're absolutely smashing it. And I think there's so much pressure, Ben, with Christmas. And if you put that to one side and just keep doing...
great point.
Exactly what you are doing. Okay.
It's just another day.
It's just another day. It's just another day. You don't have to turn it into something mahoosive. Treat it as another day. Keep going. And I tell you what, Over the Influence isn't closing down for the Christmas period. We've all still got our phones. People will still be posting that forum. There's a Zoom call on Christmas Day. You've got my number. All that jazz, Ben.
Do you think they'll be using the swanky new OCI app, Sharon?
I'd like to think so. Is it swanky with a silent S, Ben?
It's excellent.
I really like that joke.
You throw me off now.
No, sorry.
You know what? I think it's a really good point that it is, you know, take the pressure off it. It is just another day. I'm reading between the lines here, but, you know, not every family situation is the same. Like, for example, Jem's got two kids from a previous relationship. We do it, so it's every other year. So, you know, we've got the kids on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day this year, and they're going to their dad's on Boxing Day morning. Next year it'll be reversed. But we know that, you know, some families, for example, might be spending time in the morning with one parent and spending time in the evening with another parent. Because what Kelly said here is about the time that I might be on my own. And I think, you know, that's when it just take the pressure off. You don't have to keep doing something just because it's Christmas. You can do what you want. You can do whatever
the
fuck
the thing,
you want
Ben,
to do.
You've got the freedom to do exactly what you want, because you can go anywhere, you can drive anywhere, you're not tied with a bottle of something somewhere. You've got complete freedom to suit yourself. And it is about pleasing yourself. In that time when you are maybe on your own, do whatever you want to do. Look after yourself. Yeah. Put a film on. Go to bed. Go for a walk. Whatever it might be.
I can recommend the new, if you've got Apple TV, the new Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds Christmas movie.
Really? I love Will Ferrell.
Oh, I can't remember what it's called now. I'll Google it and I'll come back. But it's about the three ghosts that visit, what's his name? Scrooge.
Okay.
Spirited. That's what it's called.
Oh.
It's really good.
I'll definitely be watching that. But look,
yeah, I think that's it. Like, it's another day. And yes, it's a big day where, you know, people around the world celebrate at the same time. But it is just another day. And I think when it comes to kind of being on your own and... yeah, what do you do the other 364 days of the year? You crack on.
Yeah.
You know, you got this. You feel confident in your sobriety and you crack on. So just implement. That's exactly the same stuff that you've been doing for ages. It's just exactly the same. Has that answered Kelly's question?
I think so.
I think she's answered her own question, to be fair. My plan is just to sit and accept that nothing in the past can be changed and be grateful for the good times. Empty my thoughts onto paper. Try and make sense of it all if it gets too much. Go for a walk, run, or just go for a sleep. We didn't even need to answer Kelly's question.
Actually,
because she's answered it her question.
She's
answered
her own question.
You've got
it,
but that's it. I think that's the point, isn't it? It's just another day, and you've just got to use the same tools that you use for those other 364 days of the year. It's exactly the same. We always say it, don't we? This whole sobriety lark, it's about one foot in front of the other, one day at a time. You know, and how many days have you done this successfully? Flipping loads. Just carry
hundreds.
It on.
Hundreds.
You know. Sharon, I don't want to bring the tone down here, but there's a question that's come in from Karen, and you know this makes me cross.
Go on.
Sharon, Ben, I wanted to ask how best to handle those people that suggest, go on, you can just have a couple.
Oh,
it's Christmas. Right. This is a huge one. Go on, just have one. And there's two camps of people here, I think. There's the people that you know that you're spending Christmas Day with, and there's the people that you don't know you're going to be spending Christmas Day with. I'm just thinking about how my Christmas Day works. Start at home, main dinner's at home, but in the middle, we go to the pub up the road. So there's the people around the table who I know are going to be around the table because they're my family. They know I'm alcohol-free. Very supportive, all good. Alcohol-free options will be there. No one's going to ask me to just have one alcoholic drink. They know that I've made that choice. But we'll go to the pub and you never know. There's one lad in particular. He's a lovely guy, but he just can't get it into his head that I've given up alcohol.
Yeah.
He just can't process it. And I know that he's going to go, oh God, it's today.
Christmas. It's different. It's Christmas, Ben.
Yeah. Right. What's your advice, Shaz? Because I'm going to just take a deep breath before giving mine, because I cannot stand the just have one brigade. Like, for God's sake, somebody's told you they're not drinking. Don't question them on it. Don't ask. You will. Is there something you're not telling me? Just
fucking
leave them to it. There's obviously some reasons there. You don't have to know them, mate. You don't. Get your flipping nose out. It's happening, Shaz.
Carry on. Come on, carry on.
Right, okay. Bring it down. So, I think there's a couple of things here. How best to handle the people that suggest that, oh, go on, it's Christmas, you can just have a couple. First of all, who do you know that you're spending the day with? And at some point in December, have a conversation with them. I'm not saying let's gather everyone round, you know, one big Zoom call. Guys, I've got an announcement to make. We don't have to do that. But just, you know, the odd message. You've got all of December, ages until Christmas. Maybe it doesn't feel like ages when you haven't been shopping like me, but there's a long time
like
until
a heads
Christmas
up
Day.
Isn't it a heads up,
just a heads up. Look, just so you know, I'm not drinking this Christmas. You can tell them why if you want to. I suppose think about Mandy's, what was Mandy's surname? Mandy from Love Sober. Mandy Manners, great name. How did I forget that? I love alliteration. But think about that Mandy episode. Red people, amber people, green people, you know, different scripts for different people. You don't have to tell everyone everything. Just give them the heads up. I'm not drinking. Just, look, I'm doing it for me. Don't ask me to have a I'm not going to be. Don't ask me to have one because I'm not going to have one. Okay, just set that out now. Set it out sooner rather than later. But then for those people that you might just bump into, oh mate, I haven't seen you for ages. What do you mean you're not drinking? Oh, go on, just have one. Have your script ready. Like, have your reason ready. And I'm not saying kind of, right, and now sit down because for the next 5 minutes, yeah. Just what's that one line that can get them off? What's that one line that you can say that makes them go, shuts it down, moves them on? And we said before, little white lies don't hurt anyone. Oh, mate, my antibiotics this Christmas. That's putting your sobriety first is the number one thing. Or it could just be, I'm trying something new this year. You know what? I can't remember the last Christmas I didn't have a drink. I'm trying something new. I'm going alcohol free. It could be anything. Oh, I've got that marathon. Oh, you know what, mate? I'm getting a head start on dry January. Like, whatever. It doesn't matter what it is, but what can you kind of roll off nice and quickly? So that's my advice. Prepare the people who will know. Not in a big lecture, here's some slides, but just kind of the heads up of the people you know are going to be there and you're going to be spending the day with. And what's that line that you can use just to bat people off? You know, if you're going out for your dinner or, you know, you pop to the pub like our family do, what's that one line? Bat them off.
I'm actually watching Ben on this Zoom call, actually batting people off there. That's how strongly mm-hmm. he feels about it, weren't you? Just great advice.
You can't see us, but I was swinging. And Sharon, put your jumper back on, Liv.
All right, pat down, tinsel tits.
What's your advice for Karen here? For the, you know, oh, go on, you just have a couple. It's Christmas.
Yeah. You see. Brigade. It's interesting how my responses will have changed over the years. So I can remember quite early on, this wasn't Christmas, this was before Christmas, somebody said to me, oh God, why don't you just have one? And this person knew my alcohol consumption. And I came back and I went, one what? One freaking what? Should we start with the one bottle or the one vat of wine? One what? And that was my answer, one what? And there was nothing to come back on that because this person knew how much I drank. Anybody says it to me now, just have one. I say, I don't want one. If I wanted one, I'd have one. I don't want one. And my bog standard reply to anybody these days who says, oh, go on, just have one. And I go, what is the frigging point? Do you just have one? Do you have one? Nah, mate, no way. What's the point? I drank to get drunk. I never, ever, ever had just one. It always started with just one, and that's where it escalated from. Don't be scared of being honest. I know Yoda Matt, he's got some absolute gems of his lines, and I'm not even going to try and remember them verbatim, but when he says to people, he goes, look, I'm feeling great. I am feeling really good without booze. So you know what? I'm just going to keep on keeping on with it.
Yeah.
Be honest.
Good enough reason, isn't it? Good enough reason.
Absolutely.
Because I feel great and I don't want it in my system.
Yeah. So I would just answer it, Karen, in a way that is honest to you, however you feel like replying. If you want to tell them to F off, do that. Assuming they're not very close family members, you know. But as Ben said, I think there's different responses for different people. But I think it's really important to say as well, you don't owe anybody a freaking explanation about anything. No. If somebody says to you, just have one, just have a couple, no thank you, that's it, full stop. No is the end of the sentence. No thank you, I'm good. And leave it at that.
Just prepare. I was just thinking, what would I say if it was my first alcohol-free Christmas and someone, go on, just have one? And my line this year would probably be, I mean, because now it's, I don't drink. You know, simple as.
It changes,
no more
it,
questions.
Ben? It changes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, oh, mate, I don't drink. Really? Yeah, I haven't had a drink for over 2 years now.
But doesn't it feel good?
I'm not going to have one. You know, suddenly when you say that, like, oh, mate, it's been 2.5 years since I've had a drink. Someone's not going to go, well, today then is the day. You know,
yeah,
it's just like,
oh,
okay, you just don't.
Drink this. It's not going to happen, is it?
But I think if it was my first alcohol-free Christmas, I'd probably say something like, oh, mate, I'm at the M6 tomorrow, first thing tomorrow morning, dropping the kids back at their dad's.
Yeah.
But just, you know, whatever works for you, whatever your line is, just have it ready. Just have it ready. And if you need to, practice it a few times. You know, look in the mirror and go, you look good today because you're alcohol-free and your skin is fabulous.
Glowing.
And your hair and, oh.
What's the secret?
And then when you got over how good you look, practice it. You know, oh, mate, I can't. I'm dropping the kids at the dad's first thing. I'm at the M6.
Yeah.
You know, We won't tell anyone that you're talking to yourself in the mirror at home.
Absolutely not.
Next question.
Okay. So this is from Jane. Thank you, Jane. She says, it will be my second Christmas alcohol-free, but I still struggle when all of the other adults are high from the drug, a bit tipsy, and I can't match their happiness.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Interesting.
My first response to that is, all that glitters ain't gold. Don't believe everything you see. I think we had this conversation on a Zoom call last week, and it's people, it's a little bit different this, but people on social media, you know, with the Christmas, oh, it's never too early, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, and it's a picture of a bloody glass of Prosecco held up in front of the Christmas tree, you know, gone in early, all that shit. It's all it is a picture. All it is it's a perception. So you're assuming that they're happy. You're assuming that nobody else in this world has got a situation with alcohol. Just don't believe everything you see. And again, I think it depends on the context and where you are. If you're in a bar and everybody's going out on a bar crawl for Christmas, personally, I wouldn't be going. Even 4 years down the line, I literally couldn't be arsed. It's not because I don't want to be in a place where there's alcohol or anything like that. Not bothered. I pick and choose now where I want to spend my time socialising. And you say you can't match their happiness. That bothers me, Ben. I don't like the thought of that.
Yeah, I get where Jane's coming from. Like, I think Jane's talking about, like, you know, whoever she has around her table for Christmas. Everyone starts drinking, and I do get it, and I do feel like that sometimes. Like, you know what? I wish I was feeling a bit tipsy now. Like, I do, and it's important to say that 2.5 years in, I still get those moments where I'm like, oh, that feeling of being a bit kind of just a bit warm and tipsy, and you know, I do miss it sometimes.
I'm going to jump
but
in.
I don't miss the bloody next morning.
That's exactly what I was going to say, know. for those 20 minutes, Ben, where you might be feeling. Oh.
That's exactly it. That's exactly
all it is.
It, Sharon. It's not a long time.
20 minutes.
Because then the problem is, then it starts to go, you know, into getting slightly too pissed territory now.
Exactly.
Say something that I might regret tomorrow, do something stupid, you know, accidentally offend someone when I'm thinking I'm being funny.
Yeah.
Like, you are right. I do miss that feeling. And I think it's important that we're honest about that. I do miss it sometimes, but you're right. It never lasted
you
for very long.
And
you know what?
You won't wake up on Boxing Day going, oh,
yeah.
You know what? I wish I was hugging the U-bend last night.
Yeah.
At 10 o'clock after being on it
all
day.
It's your favourite phrase.
I wish
Play
I got
it forward.
Wrecked. It's never going to happen. It's never going to happen.
Yeah.
I think it is right to reiterate that your first Christmas, maybe even your second, it is different. It does feel strange. But the more you do it and the more you stick with it and the more you, I don't know, don't believe everything you think you're seeing, if that makes sense, the stronger you get. And I do truly believe that it does get better year on year on year.
My advice here actually isn't about the day itself, Shaz. It is about the next day. Like, nobody's going to be up early, are they? If they're absolutely knocking them back on Christmas Day, what can you do for you? You know, if you're talking about matching their happiness, it's the Christmas period, isn't it? What can you do for you on that Boxing Day morning? Everyone else is lying there, hangovers, feeling useless. What do you love doing? Like, for me, I absolutely love just putting my big coat on, getting out with Dolly. Me and Dolly have a walk around the park, have a good chat. Yes, she's a sausage dog, but she definitely understands what I'm talking about. She replies as well. Hello, Dolly voice. I'm not talking to myself in the park yet. But yeah, you know, what do you love doing? Just carve. Okay, Christmas Day, everyone around you might be a bit pissed and it might be looking like they're having a better time than you. As Sharon's already said, you don't know how they're feeling on the inside. You don't know how it's going to affect them the next day. But what you can do is go, right, okay, I might not be today, this hour, you know, feeling a bit, but I can't wait to do that tomorrow morning. I can't wait to wake up and do that. That's the bit of Christmas that I'm really looking forward to. That's the bit for me.
My very, very first alcohol-free Christmas, so I did it in September, October, November. So it'd have been about 3 months in, okay? I booked a 10K race on Boxing Day with my two idiotic brothers, and I think my eldest did it as well. And it was a drive away. It was about a 40-minute drive away. The race started at 9 o'clock in the morning. I can still remember waking up on Boxing Day, Ben, going, oh, God, wow, I did it. And I wasn't hanging, I wasn't regretful, I wasn't wanting to get on the pop again straight away. Drove to this 10K, actually nearly physically died because, you know, running, it ain't my thing. But I tell you what, if you could bottle that feeling of pride and feeling quite exhilarated, it was something else. And we know it's not all sweetness and light. It's not positivity 24/7. There are ups and there are downs. But if you can just get through those downs and keep playing it forward, the ups will be better than ever, honestly. I think that's a cracking bit of advice, Ben. Book something in for yourself. Do something, whatever that might be. It doesn't have to be a bloody 10K.
You mentioned Yoda, OCR Yoda, Matt. Why is he here? Matt doesn't look like Yoda, you know, a little green goblin-esque Jedi. But he's as wise as Yoda, which is why Matt has the nickname OTR Yoda.
There are some quite similar facial similarities, do you not think? Well, Matt, mind me saying that? Similar sort of
that is
jawline.
That is literally classic pulling your pigtails in the playground behaviour. That is Sharon.
Very
come
childish.
On, you know he's dreamy. I know he's dreamy. It's we all dreamy. Know he's dreamy, and he's so wise. My question, Ben and Sharon, how come so few people know about the sheer unbridled joy of living alcohol free? Surely this has got to be the world's best kept secret.
I don't think there's any response to that.
You know what? There isn't a response to this one either. Hi, Ben and Shaz. Here's my question for the Christmas Q&A. I'll be in Barbados. I'll have been there for a fortnight by Christmas Day, and I'll still have another week to go. What factor sun cream do you think I should start with, and what should I aim to move down to? I was thinking of starting on 30 and moving gradually down to 10 through the break, but should I stick to a higher factor and think of safety over tanning? It'll be 30 degrees and I'm quite fair-skinned. Thanks, Danny.
I was just yawning through that. I've actually got some advice, Ben, for Danny and his quite frankly ridiculous question. So I suggest what you do, Danny, is you get your bottle of I'd start on factor 30. Get a factor 20 as well and a factor 10. Line them all up, and then what you need to do is actually shove them where the sun don't shine.
I thought what you were going to do there is something quite clever. I didn't think you were just going to say shove it up your arse. Like
yeah, literally that.
Yeah, yeah.
Shove it up
I
your
thought
arse.
You were going to think of something clever there. You know. We're back to Christmas gooches.
No.
No. How no. much of this are we going to edit out? Or do we just leave it?
Just leave it. Because I stand by that answer.
You know us.
You've submitted that question and that is your official OTI answer,
well,
Danny.
You know what? I would like to say, Danny, look after yourself when you're in Barbados. Please do put sun cream on. Use the appropriate number. Danny, who wouldn't have this house in Barbados had he not decided to remove alcohol from his life. And he said this on Zoom calls before.
I know.
Bit of a pain in the arse. Oh, back to arses.
Quite literally. Careful with that cap on that sun cream bottle.
Sharon, so uncouth. Especially if it's one of those spray ones.
with the trigger.
But he wouldn't have this out because, you know, the paperwork side of it, there's just so much to it to get this place over in Barbados. And he said a number of times he wouldn't be doing it. Honestly, Danny, your question is slightly, well, it's led to some, you know, good arse-based humour.
I mean, what's not to love?
I'm completely thrown off now just thinking about the trigger. Let's move on.
Have a great holiday, okay? Have a good holiday. I'm sure we'll be mithering you in the coming days. You have a great time. Take care.
Yeah. Let's move on to David. Hello, David. Thank you for your serious
Thank you,
question.
David. Thank you.
A simple question, really. Some would say actually a modest question from David, Danny. a lovely, modest question. A simple question, really, says David. Any general tips on how to deal with Christmas parties?
Oh,
I love this one.
Oh,
I love this one because I think it's so nuts. Go on, you go first.
Oh, you know what? And I think David might like this reply because I was chatting to David on a Zoom call last week and he's like, not too fussed, I don't think, about Christmas and the party side of things. For me, pick and choose. David, if you really want to spend time with people and you're going to enjoy the company, just pick and choose wisely. I'm a big fan of saying no. That sounds really miserable. But I realised in the past, Ben, I spent December saying yes because it was any excuse to drink alcohol. I wasn't fussed where it was, who was going to be there. It was like the earlier it started, the better. I spent so many years saying, yeah, absolutely, course the world, all fueled by booze. And I love now saying no, thank you, and really handpicking the Christmas parties I want to go to. And I would also say, again, depending where they are, we've just been invited to one at work in a couple of weeks' time. It's a lovely sit-down meal, nice Italian meal, all about the food for me. I'll have a J2O, couple of drinks. I will feed my face and then I'll go and I will have had a really nice time. So, just be miserable and say no, thanks.
As we learned from the Jamie Cole masterclass recently, no is a complete sentence.
Isn't it just?
Love that phrase. You know what? I just think, like, the whole thing, work drinking, workplace, work culture drinking, I just find completely and utterly bonkers.
Yeah.
Now that I'm a non-drinker. When you've had a few beers, we all know what can happen. Bit loose-lipped, bit more confident, potentially overconfident.
Yeah.
You know, I think drinking and work are a terrible, terrible mix. They always have been. They always will be. I got sent an article. I think it might have been David who sent me the article about how some companies are putting in alcohol chaperones
what?
For their Christmas parties. Yeah. Alcohol for the people who might have a few too many just to try and calm them down. Oh, you sure you want to have that one? Can you imagine being assigned an alcohol chaperone? I just want the bloody ground to swallow me up.
I'd have needed about four.
The whole workplace thing. Like, okay, yes, isn't it lovely when you get on with the people that you work with? It'd be nice if we implemented a bit of that name of the influence, Sharon, eh?
How very dare you?
But isn't it nice when you get on with the people you work with? Love you. At the same time,
Ben off Christmas card list. Sorry, carry on.
When it comes to work, it's not like they're your best friends.
No.
Is it?
No. No, it's
like,
not.
As I said, it'd be great if you get on with them really well, but I don't know. I just think kind of work and drink don't mix.
It blurs like, those lines.
Work is the place that you've got to be serious.
Yeah,
and you've got to, like, be sensible and professional, yeah.
I'm all for a meal out. I don't mind a meal out. I think that's nice. I don't mind that at all. But that's it for me.
I've seen people do things at office Christmas parties that if they'd been found, if it had not been me that walked into that room, if it had been someone else, they'd have been fired on the spot.
Yeah.
And that's all because alcohol has made them behave in a way that they would not usually behave in the place they were doing it. I.e. the office.
Yeah. David,
just
pick and choose. Pick wisely.
Go for a bit and go home.
Yeah.
Don't get pissed with everybody.
Yeah, like, yeah. That's the thing, isn't it? Again, it's about choice. It's about being able to leave early. Go for the best bit, if there is such a thing at an office party. Go for a couple of hours. Go home. Maybe ring ahead, you know, if you're feeling wobbly about options, things like that. Just check that they've got a couple of AF beers. And again, like you've said before, Ben, just be prepared for the barrage of questioning. But be strong, be confident, and be really proud. Be really bloody proud to go to a Christmas party alcohol-free. I think you're a bloody legend for simply doing that anyway. So crack on and be chuffed to bits of, you know, as to where you are.
Yeah, I don't think you'll get a barrage of questioning if you do. Why aren't you drinking? Because this is a work event.
Yeah.
Simple.
Stop.
Because I work with all of you, and this is a work event.
Yeah.
Nothing else. Got nothing else to add to that.
Ben, we've got two more questions and we're fast running out of time.
Are these serious questions, Sharon? Or are they the questions like Danny's, how much sun cream shall I wear in Barbados?
Yeah, answered Danny's. We've answered Danny's. I think thoroughly as well. It was quite a comprehensive answer. Michelle, it will be my first Christmas alcohol-free. So I'm
fabulous.
Beginning to look a lot like anxious. These are Michelle's words. See what I did there. And again, she said it's about the comments. Oh, you can have a glass of wine. Come on, it's Christmas. Don't be boring. I think we've covered this actually in our discussions since we started this episode. Michelle, be so proud of where you are. You've just done amazing. You know, Michelle's changed before our eyes. She's absolutely flipping wonderful. And don't be scared of telling people, actually, I'm really quite enjoying life without alcohol at the moment. So I'm just going to see what Christmas is like. You know, really enjoying the sleep. It's great getting up early without hanging and clinging onto the U-bend. And just, like we said, have a few answers ready, depending on the people that may or may not be questioning you. As comes back to the Mandy Manners episode, doesn't it? Your greens, your reds, your ambers. Love all that. And Michelle, anybody that says, you know, oh, don't be boring, you can just reply with, there's no on this planet more boring than wasting Boxing Day with a complete hangover. That is boring, not choosing not to drink. So big up your bad self.
That kind of answers the first half of Charlotte's question as well. Being surrounded by people who, you know, might be doing the, go on, it's Christmas, just have one thing. What polite one-liners can I respond with? I think we've kind of covered that, haven't we? In the sense of craft your own, start thinking about it now. You know, just craft your own. Yeah, Sharon. Your hands up.
I was just reading the second bit. Charlotte, she says, have you got any favourite AF options which I can bring as a treat to enjoy? Oh,
ooh.
God. I could rattle off so many. Most supermarkets now do AF Fizz, okay? So you've got your No Seccos, you've got your Fizz Zero. Get a bottle of that and you can get it anywhere these days. Of course, you've got all your AF options, beers and lagers, that sort of thing. I have found, Ben, a game changer drink for me. I have never had a drink as tasty in all my days. Do you remember Martini Rosso and Cinzano off of the 80s? You probably don't.
No.
Right. Your mum
will. They sound like footballers.
No, it's not a footballer. When
Cinzano,
I was coming back from Gran Canaria in the airport, there was a bottle of AF Martini. And it was, I think it was about 10 euros. I thought, I'll try that. The nicest, the most beautiful drink I have ever had alcohol-free. And they do another version, which is very similar to AF, like Cinzano lemonade. And that is gorgeous. Quite a sweet drink, but it's my go-to treat now on a weekend. So I thoroughly recommend those. But with it being Christmas, if you want something a bit swanky, treat yourself to a bottle of AF Fizz. There's just so much to go at, Ben.
I'm going to give a shout out to Louise Avery here, LA Brewery, because she sent us some freebies, didn't
she?
Yes. I'm not doing the shout out because she sent us some freebies. Like, it's lovely. One of the great things about doing this podcast is that lots of people send us, you know, nothing major. It's not like boxes and stuff, but just try this.
Little tasters.
It's my new alcohol-free. And I have to say, the kombucha from LA Brewery, magnifique. Fabulous. It's like, like, you've got little fruity ones that are, love the LA Brewery kombucha, but just standard Erdinger alcohol-free Weissbier. That's my favourite, the Erdinger. You get a £1.50 a bottle from Tesco, and I absolutely love that. That's what I'll be drinking on Christmas Day this year. Shaz, I feel like we need to kind of, answered a lot of questions there. I feel like we need to round it off into one nice little neat package in terms of what we've talked about. So we've talked about putting yourself first, haven't we? You know, when they just have one brigade, go on, it's Christmas brigade, come out. Put yourself first. You're doing this for you. Don't worry about them and what they think. You're doing this for you. Prepare. Get your lines ready for those people. Also prepare. Think about what you're going to do on Boxing Day. You know, when everyone else is hanging, what are you going to do for you on Boxing Day morning? Another P, take the pressure off. It's just another day. You know, yes, it's Christmas Day. It's just another day in the calendar. Take the pressure off it. You know, just everything that you've learned in your alcohol-free journey so far, just keep applying it. Just because it's got the word Christmas in front of it, it's still just a day. Danny, factor 30, look after yourself. Office Christmas parties, we talked about those. You wouldn't bust out, you know, bottle of red in the middle of a, you know, a marketing strategy meeting. So if you don't want to drink at a work party, it's work. It's still work. It's still with all the work people. Don't worry about it. What else did we talk about?
I think we've covered everything there. I just want to say, just be really proud. Be really, really proud of how far you've come. You've got to this point. You've got all these days under your belt. Enjoy Christmas. Don't cling on. And if at any point you are struggling, use the flipping community. It's what it's here for. Jump on a Christmas Day Zoom. Get on a New Year's Day Zoom. Any Zooms that we've got in between. Use the chat facility. Post in the forum, because guaranteed people will be feeling exactly like you. But be proud. Stay strong in your sobriety. And at the risk of sounding a bit... what's the word? Brash and northern bollocks to what anybody else says. This is about you and your journey and why you are doing it. Don't let anybody or anything derail you. Just stick with it, because you'll be so, so proud on the other side of it.
And you know what, Shaz? Alcohol-free Christmas is bloody amazing. Like we talked, you know, I get it. A lot of the questions have been kind of, how do I get through this? What about this? This could be tricky. This could be challenging. An alcohol-free Christmas is wonderful. Be present. Be there. Engage. Christmas is not about how much and how many different things that you can drink. Christmas is about spending time with the people that you love and just chilling out, being there, making memories. You know, it's just, it's amazing, an alcohol-free Christmas. And it's what Christmas should be about. Like being with the people, not consuming as much as you possibly can and falling asleep on the sofa.
At the risk of sounding quite cheesy, but c'est la vie. I eat a lot of cheese at Christmas as well. That's something we've not discussed on this pod. Being alcohol-free at Christmas truly is, hands down, the best gift you can give yourself.
Oh, that is cheesy.
That is, isn't it?
That's cheesy.
Like
and I like it too. And you've just wrapped this episode up for us there, Sharon.
I see what you did there. Bed, like tied a little bow on top.
Back to Christmas night with Mr. Hartley, aren't we? Right, let's end. Merry Christmas. It's not Christmas yet. Merry December. Happy December.
Happy December.
Happy December. Yeah. You've got this.
Totally. You know where we are. Get in touch anytime.
I think, Shaz, we should end, not with us, but with some voice notes from our fabulous OTI community members about their experiences of alcohol-free Christmas.
Hi, Davina from Devon. This is going to be my second alcohol-free Christmas. Top tips for getting through a Christmas day successfully. Quite a few, but I guess the biggest one for me was I said to myself, no matter what, my first drink was going to be an alcohol-free one. And then I'd take it from there. And if I had to think about it, one drink at a time, that's what I would do. And that's what I did and got me through. The other bit I just want to put in there is, I bought absolutely shed loads of alcohol-free drinks. I had mocktails, I had cans of gin and tonic, I had fake Baileys, I had loads of stuff, and I left it all out in the kitchen. So every time I went to get another drink, they were there, and I just had a bit of a look through, and I just had probably a different drink every time I drank. So it worked for me. So good luck, and when you get there, have a great Christmas.
Hi everyone, it's Ian from Newcastle. This will be my third alcohol-free Christmas, can you believe it? Can't wait even more this year. Few top tips for me. First one would be to plan ahead. Do some things that don't involve drinking that actually are a treat to you. It could be anything. For me, it's going to be going to the Pantor, going out for some nice walks, going out for some runs, spending some time on my own, catching up on films, whatever it is to rest and recover over Christmas. Another thing I would say is to not feel guilty about overindulging. It could be anything. It could be turkey. It could be crisps. It could be nuts. For me, it's Bombay mix. But whatever it is for you, I would just not feel guilty about enjoying yourself this Christmas. You've deserved it, and the diet can start in the new year. Have a great Christmas, everybody, and look forward to catching up with you in the new year.
Hi, this is Jenny from Essex, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas. 2022 will be my fourth sober Christmas. Thinking back to the first one, it was really early days in my alcohol-free adventure. I was nervous, and I knew that the social pressure to drink could make it tough. So I stocked up on some alcohol-free beers and fizz and made sure I had a plan to succeed. I wanted to rewrite my Christmas experience, and waking up on Christmas Day hangover-free was a gift in itself. If this is your first Christmas spent without the booze, then prepare for enjoying and remembering every moment. Prepare for not burning any of the Christmas food, not falling asleep on the sofa after your meal, not forgetting who gave you such great gifts, and being able to walk the dog, run the relatives home, go to bed tired, and reflect on a fabulous day. And then you get to wake up refreshed and do it all over again. Make sure you factor in you time. Think of something amazing you could do over the festive period. I'm going to dip myself in the Thames estuary on Boxing Day before meeting up with all of my wonderful family for lunch. Make 2022 the year that you make the best memories, safe in the knowledge that you will always be able to remember every moment. Have a great one and look forward to catching up with you in 2023.
Season's greetings, friends. Neil from Northamptonshire here. At the time of this premium pod, I will be 500 days alcohol-free, which means I'm approaching my second booze-free Crimbo, and I can't wait. For me, last Christmas was all about mindset and preparation. With regards to mindset, I mean, I wanted to enjoy Christmas. I don't like the term surviving, as that implies it was a struggle or I white-knuckled it, when actually it was quite the opposite. In preparation for Christmas, I would say get in all of your favourite alcohol-free drinks, get some nice food and some treats, and take each day at a time. I wanted to experience all the Christmas festivities alcohol-free, which meant meeting up with friends and family. It took a bit of planning, message ahead, just to let them know I'm not drinking that day. The other thing I did last year was I lent heavily on the OTI community. I would post in the forum, I would join as many Zooms as I could, I would listen back to some of my favourite podcasts. And I'll definitely be doing the same this year too. I know Shaz has got Zooms already booked in for Christmas Day and New Year's Day, so I'll be all over that. Have yourselves a very Merry Christmas. Alcohol-free Christmases are the best. Enjoy it, embrace it, and then when you go into the new year, you'll be fully refreshed, unlike friends and family and colleagues who will all be carrying that extra bit of festive timber and down in the dumps, and you'll be skipping around their place. Have a good one.
Hi OTI, my name is Freddie. I'm from West London and I'm nearly 18 months sober. This will be my second Christmas, so I want to just give a little bit of advice that hopefully can help some of the newbies that are going into their first Christmas sober. I'm sure a lot of the community have given advice about how to actually get through, whether that be AF drinks, etc. But one thing that I really want to talk to you about is around something that I do with every first that I've encountered, which is using it like an experiment. So let me break that down. How many times have you done this activity whilst drinking? I can imagine quite a few. So how many Christmases have you had a drink? How many festivals have you been to where you've had a drink? How many weddings have you been to where you've had a drink? I can imagine most of the time drink has been involved, if not every time. Therefore, you have the data that shows you what happens when you have a drink. So this will be your first one sober. Wholly commit to it. Change that mindset that you're going to do this one sober regardless. And the reason I say that is because there are going to be so many more Christmases. There's going to be so many more weddings and parties, etc., that if you get to the 1st of January and you think, oh, I hated doing that sober, well, then you've got another Christmas next year. And it feels like it was only Christmas 2021, 5 minutes ago. So therefore, Christmas 2023 will be here before we know it. And if you really hate it, you can have a drink then. But at least you know, at least you've actually done the experiment, collected the data points, and you know exactly what you're comparing so that you are more in control. Now, I'd be very surprised if you got to January and didn't feel fantastic and didn't think that a sober Christmas was amazing. But this way of doing it just gives you that extra security to be able to say no. when people are offering you, no, I'm definitely doing this whole Christmas sober because I want to see what it's like. And therefore you release the arguments in your head, you release all of the discussion going around, or just have the one, no, this one is going to be completely sober. And if by January you hate it, well, then you've got Christmas next year where you can drink again. So that is one thing that I always encourage people to do. Really build up those actual factual data points so that you can make an informed decision and that you can actually compare apples for apples rather than getting to, you know, the 23rd of December and thinking I'll have one, or even if you just have one or two throughout the period, you're not really giving sobriety 110%. And I think to really feel the benefits, give it 110% and see where you come out the other end. Can't wait to hear how you all get on over this period. And as always, if you do need any support or you just want to chat, then jump onto an OTI Zoom or just reach out to any of us members. My DMs are always open and I'd be happy to chat to any of you.
Hello team OTI, it's Matt. And my advice for the festive season is to keep it short and positive. And what I mean by that, it's to have a short, snappy line as to why you're going alcohol-free this Christmas. And the reason that's my advice is because in the early days of being AF, I used to try and keep it short. I'd end up over-explaining, getting my tongue tied, people would lose interest, and I wouldn't get my message across. So what I started saying was, I took a break, I feel fantastic, and I'm going with it. And really, that told my story. I took a break, it was my choice. I feel fantastic. Well, there's a million reasons why that's the case, but you can't argue with that. And I'm going with it is non-committal. It doesn't put any pressure on in terms of time. It's non-committal and it just gets people off your back if they are. But I think really what you'll find when you socialise is that you'll get an overwhelming positive response from the majority of people. And a lot of people, if not all, will respect you for that decision, whether they say it or not. So go out there, enjoy the festive season. And if you do do it AF, just know you're onto the world's best kept secret.